In 2011, the United Nations declared today, October 11th, as International Day of the Girl. The day is meant to focus attention on addressing challenges that girls face around the world and promoting girls' empowerment. As part of a celebration of International Day of the Girl, Salamawit Bekele, an education, youth, and gender activist from Ethiopia, is speaking tonight at South Burlington High School. Bekele has worked to improve access to education in her home country. Tonight, she'll be talking about her experience and about global efforts to increase educational opportunities for girls. I spoke to Bekele and asked what she sees as the main barriers to education for girls in lower-income countries.
We have a certain role in expectation for girls that are different for like what we're giving for boys. So gender norms are like the major challenge. Poverty is the other one. Parents are poor. They don't have, if they have to choose of which child to send to school and which child should stay at home and help them either in like the farming activities or, you know, fetching water, they will choose the girl. Then we see like governments like my own government, like Ethiopia, even if we are really doing well in the economy recently, that we are one of the poorest countries and the infrastructure, educational infrastructures are not in place. We also have issues with our teachers. Our teachers are not gender sensitive. Like their methodologies and their approach doesn't usually encourage girls. The school environment is not gender friendly. If you see the bathrooms, like we have like the same bathroom for a boy and a girl. And for a culture like ours, being on your period and going to school is like a challenge. So girls don't go to school when they're on their period. And that's like 1/4 of their school year.
So in your years working in education in Ethiopia and as an activist and advocate elsewhere, have you seen progress in increasing access to education?
Yes. Yeah. I'm really proud of like my country, Ethiopia, is like we've been awarded for being like the exemplary.
Yeah, exemplary.
Like in the education front. So today we are here advocating for the Global Partnership for Education. We joined the Global Partnership for Education in 2004. In 2004, we had like only 10 million learners in school. Now we have like 25 million learners in school. So like it's a huge progress. Our primary school enrollment is like it's 90%. But the problem is like, especially our girls don't finish, like don't get to secondary school. There's a high dropout rate. That's the problem that we're having. But, you know, it's a process, right? So that's why we need the support, like government. We need a commitment from governments, our governments, and also like from the world leaders.
So you're speaking tonight in South Burlington. For some in your audience, these issues may seem very distant to their own day-to-day lives here in Vermont. What do you hope your audience takes away from your talk tonight?
I would hope that like for every issue that they, you know, they care about, like whether they are like into environment, whether they are into like conflict resolution, if they want peace in the world, like the solution is education. I know Vermont is like, you're really good in welcoming refugees. You have a huge refugee community, but like then what's the sustainable solution, right? We want to make sure that we are creating a sustainable solution. Providing 1 year of education will reduce the boys for them like to join the rebel group by 20%. That's a huge number, right? Providing an education for a girl, like if it will it will make her like 50% more likely to vaccinate her children. Providing education for generally, like it will increase a percent wage by 12%. So everything that we care about, the solution is education.
Salamawit Bekele is an education, youth, and gender activist from Ethiopia. She's speaking tonight at 6:30 at South Burlington High School. Salamawit, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.